Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now, you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch, not that big pitch, this one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the big pitch radio show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. As always, you can stay up to date on the latest and greatest happening here at the show. We just thank you so much for spending part of your day with us here at Big Pitch Radio. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but you're choosing to spend it right here with us, and we could not be more thankful for that. Also, make sure you go out and thank a veteran or soldier today, because they are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we enjoy on a daily basis, and we do not have to do that. You know, I mean, you do it. They, you know, that doesn't take a lot of effort to do that. Excuse me. Doesn't it take a lot of effort to do that? Just two words, thank you, and you would be surprised at how much effect that could have on that person. I'm a veteran myself, and anytime anybody says thank you for your service, it really just has a profound impact on me, and you can do that today, and you do not have to wait for Veterans Day or Memorial Day or anything like that to do that. So let's get right at it. We had a great show. I want to say, first and foremost, I couldn't be more thankful to have my two wonderful co-hosts on every single day with me. I'm just so blessed. I have to pinch myself every single day. I have Marla Tabaka, a great friend, helps me out with everything we do, and it's just an amazing, amazing radio personality. Laura Tabaka. Laura, I love her so much, I don't even know her first name. Marla Tabaka is actually a top 10 contributing author at Inc. magazine, and just a great friend. Hi, Marla, how are you, hon?
I am doing great this week, and it's an amazing week, so thanks, and we're so happy you're here too, Jason. We love you.
You're so awesome. I love you. Thank you so much. And then we have Kevin Harrington. He's one of the original sharks on Shark Tank and also considered the pioneer of the infomercial business. How are you, Kevin, my friend?
Hey, I'm up in down in sunny Florida, Orlando. I'm going to be just going on all the rides today and goofing off.
That's why I got to leave the show early, right? Like, I got to get on the rides, Jason.
It's been a long time since I've done that. But
oh, man. Not too many roller coasters, okay? I know they make you sick.
That's great, Kevin, man. We appreciate you, brother. And we got a great show. I don't want to waste any more time. It's really, really packed. And so let's get started right away. Let's just launch into this puppy. Marla, tell us who we have on the show today.
Oh, we have some amazing guests. We have Laura Novak Meyer, who's built a thriving franchise. We're going to learn about that. And we have Ethan Holmes. And this guy's into some serious applesauce. And Mike Smella, who is going to tell us all about NFI Hunters. Very, very exciting show.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're excited, so let's jump right in, because we got our first guest already on with us. They're anxious to get on Big Pitch Radio, I'm telling you. And so let's go ahead and get started. We got Laura Novak Meyer on with us, and she is the owner and founder of Little Nest Portraits, a high-touch, high-quality portrait studio that's thriving in the age of smartphone photography. At its core, Little Nest is a committed team doing what they love with the common goal of capturing family connections. Today, Laura has franchise-proven boutique studio system into a multi-million-dollar organization, growing the brand nationally while maintaining its core value of collaboration, creativity, and kindness. Hello, Laura. Welcome to Big Pitch Radio.
Wow, what a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, it's such our pleasure. And, you know, we are just so thankful for when we have any guest on, and particularly you, when you're out there doing work with children and families at this time of, you know, high excitement and things like that. And, you know, tell us about Little Portraits. I want to get to Little Nest Portraits in a minute. But how rewarding is the work that you do?
It never feels like work. And I think when you do what you love, that is absolutely the case. It never, every single time I go into the studio or I go into one of our environments, I'm always feeling like I'm there because I want to be there. It's never, oh, I have to go to work today. And, you know, I'm in the minority of people who get to say that. And I'm sure lots of your guests are blessed with that ability. And I'm definitely one of them.
Hey, Laura, this is Marla. Thanks so much for being here. You know, I work with a lot of female entrepreneurs as a business coach, and I know that one of the issues that they really face is that they're a full-time mom, they, you know, have household duties, and they have their business that they're trying to build out. And it seems that you have just done that so beautifully. Give us a couple of tips on how you're achieving that balancing work and home thing.
You know, it's one day at a time. I appreciate so much the compliment. And some days you feel like you have it together and some days you don't. And I would be amiss if I didn't normalize that a little bit, I think, for our female audience. But in terms of my own balance, I really have a team that I can trust, that I can delegate to. And at this stage in the organization, there isn't anybody that I can't hand something to. And so if my kids are sick or I'm sick, I was really sick in the last week. I was completely out of commission. And my team just handled it. And I think that is the nice thing. A lot of women, I think, stop at that solopreneur stage because they're so afraid of what it would take to grow something bigger. But my experience is that when you do grow something bigger, then you have more people you can collaborate with and rely on. And that, as a working mother, it, as you know, it takes a village. So that's really been my secret to success, is being able to have other extremely competent people in the organization that can take something at any time.
Mm-hmm. It's great. And the franchise, I was very impressed that you have a photography studio, boutique studio, and that you've built it out into a franchise because, as Jason said in the introduction, this is the age of the smartphone. I know a lot of photographers who are failing and just can't seem to build out their business at all. Can you give us a little insight into how you've achieved that?
Yes, thank you. And anecdotally, you're 100% right. I'm in a flat industry. My industry is not growing. I'm not in senior care that's growing, you know, hundreds of thousands of percents a month, it seems like, when I speak to people in other industries. We really have to earn every single dollar that we receive, and it does make us better that we are in an industry that is not necessarily growing. But the niche that we have carved out is a full-service niche. So even though lots of people have great photos on their phones, and we encourage that, we say, absolutely, in between the milestones, take your phone out and photograph your kids. You should do that. But when it comes to those important milestones, those birthdays, those moments that you don't want to forget, come in, have it photographed in a high-quality way. Moms get in the photo, because rarely is mom in the photo, and let us service you. Let us help you figure out where you're going to put these photos in your home. So in our studios, there's fireplaces, there's couches. It's very residential looking, so people can actually envision how to use the photographs in their homes. So not only are they getting great photography, they're receiving extensive retouching services. So as you know, us women are very hard on ourselves. We can sit and, you know, Botox our eyes as much as we want with the retouching services. And then we provide our guests with interior design advice in terms of how to use the photographs in the home. So for that busy mom who doesn't want to have to do it herself, she can come in and know that her children will be representing in her home in a beautiful way without necessarily having to spend hours at the computer herself. And that full-service experience is very unique in our industry.
That's a great overview. I like the niche that you're going after. I have two tie-ins to your industry, your business. I was in the franchising business all the way back in the early 80s. Company was called Franchise America. So I used to actually help companies expand by brokering and selling their franchises, and was involved in a couple interesting, very successful companies. But I also married into the photography business. My ex-wife, her family had 45 plus photography video studios, actually, based out of Philadelphia, called Lindell Studios. I don't know if you've ever heard of that company, but they had a very nice operation, and I got a chance to see how they grew. They were company owned as opposed to franchising. So when you decided to franchise, Do you? What kind of overhead structure do these people have? Because it, you know, it is sort of a service business, and I know one of the things that they were focused on was making sure. One time they had sort of some big kind of expensive real estate kind of situations, and they morphed into more of a kiosk style place, and they actually went into wedding stores and bridal salons and places like that. So what is the you know, the business structure and your advice, and when you get somebody set up, how do you make sure that they keep their overheads low and still make a bunch of money?
Interestingly enough, our strategy is different than Lindell, and I am familiar with them, so that's really fascinating that you have a connection to that studio. But we have differentiated ourselves on the other side. We say go into the high-end shopping centers. Go in where these moms are already there, the moms who are interested in investing in other aspects of their lives. So in one of our shopping centers, we're in with Whole Foods, Ann Taylor, many other upscale national retailers. And so people are already in that center spending money. Then we, in our other company-owned location, we're in a downtown area in the most affluent suburb of the Philadelphia suburbs. So our position is very much that you have to spend money to make money and that you have to provide an extremely high-quality experience to differentiate. And part of that experience is being in a location that's convenient and accessible.
Hey, Laura, we're going to take – I'm sorry to cut you off. We're going to take a real quick break. We come back. I want to finish that thought out, and I got a quick question to ask you about some other thing, something other interesting question here. We'll be right back. You listen to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler, one call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Big Pitch Radio, BigPitchRadio.com. We are here. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We're so blessed to have you guys here. We have a great guest on. Her name is Laura Novak-Meyer. She's got a company called Little Nest Photo, and a lot of baby photos. They got a cool business model. They were talking about the structure that they're using and how it's different than Lindell's, and we'll get into that in just a second. But I want to make note of this to all the entrepreneurs and even CEOs and business owners out there that are listening to this particular episode. And I want to just note something that maybe not seen or heard, like if you're just not thinking about it. But I want you to notice Laura's energy. See, I was doing business with somebody about 3.5 months ago, and I said, well, why did you decide to do business with me? And, you know, because we're doing some of the same things that you've seen out there and things like that. And he said, I'm going to tell you the number one reason we decided to do business with you guys is because, Jason, your passion, your enthusiasm for what you do really just it's insanely huge. And I thought that was important because, you know, you may not have 100% the best product or the right product or whatever, and you could compensate that for enthusiasm. I just cannot get over talking with people. And they're like, I got the, you know, they're telling me what they have, and they sound like they're in at a funeral. And you need every advantage you can get. And so when you listen to Laura, not to put you on the spot, when you listen to Laura and her enthusiasm, and, you know, it's early in the morning, and, you know, I want you to really recognize what she has. So, Laura, welcome back to the show. You're talking about your business structure real quickly. So you got a different structure. You encourage your franchisees to go into the places that these people already exist, these high-end boutique stores and things like that. If you could offer one piece of advice of not only somebody that's got a store that they feel like is franchisable, and then the transition, give me one piece of advice on the transitioning into the franchise, like what they can do to find the right help in terms of franchising. And then finally, if you were to say, this is the one thing I've learned that I didn't know going into this that I've learned that's really helped me, one piece of advice that way, that would be great.
In terms of advice going into the franchising business, there's lots of resources out there. There's an International Franchises Organization, and there's lots of attorneys and consultants out there that specialize in franchising. So you can receive tons of information from those people. In terms of the advice of franchising itself, is franchising is a business in itself. I was a photographer, independent photographer, then I was a CEO, and now I'm a franchise CEO. And they're very different roles, all very exciting and fun. So I would encourage anybody who cares about other people's success to consider franchising.
I like that, Laura, because you're in a different business. When you have – it's almost like you're a teacher. You have to really put your different hat on. You're not just running a business, but you now have to teach people how to run the business. So that's it's good to know that you wear different hats during the day and when you're building a franchise company.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the one piece of advice you would offer people if they're in business, franchise business, whatever? If you had to give one piece of advice, what would it be?
I would say to never second-guess yourself. And lots of people say that, and I just, from time and time again, I would say to myself, there's something off about that person, or there's something off about that situation, but you know what? They were really recommended, so I'm not going to worry about it. Or I'm sure it's fine. And it was always Right. So as your intuition develops, as you become a more sophisticated business person, and people who listen to that intuition continuously tend to be indicators of success.
Yeah, I agree. That's great advice. Well, you've been such a delight to have on the show, Laura. Please tell people who can find out a little bit more about Little Nest Photo.
They can find more about Little Nest Photo by going to littlenestphoto.com, littlenest photo.com. And if you're interested in owning a studio, you can click on the Own a Studio link.
Awesome. And, you know, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And, Marlon, when is this one airing?
This show is airing live today at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. You can listen to it at bigpitchradio.com.
Great.
Thank
tell people,
you.
Throw out your social media channels, Laura. We'd love to have people listen to this show today. And I hope you enjoyed your time on the show today.
I loved it. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very appreciative.
Thank you, Laura.
It's been a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye now. All right, great. We got about enough time for the pitch and maybe one question, Kevin. So right now we have our pitch on with us. It's Ethan Holmes, and he's with Holmes Applesauce. And we're really excited to talk about applesauce. I love applesauce, and he's got a cool little unique twist on applesauce. So, Ethan, if you're ready, we're ready for you. Pitch away, my friend.
Thank you very much, Kevin. My name is Ethan Holmes. I am a 22-year-old founder and CEO of Holmes Made Foods, LLC, which is actually a manufacturer of Holmes mouthwatering applesauce. We're 100% all-natural applesauce company. Our product only contains apples, pears, and apple cider, all locally sourced around Ohio. And we actually, for the past year, have brought in high school students, paid them a stipend, gave them community service hours, and allowed them to create all the product with us, all about 10,000 different jars of applesauce. We currently sell original and cinnamon. Those are two flavors. They sell in a 16-ounce jar, and they sell retail for about $5. I started this company because I looked at the applesauce market and saw the big companies like Mott's, Musselman's, you know, they had about 22 grams of sugar, and they didn't exactly market and cater to my target market, children. So I wanted to create something, you know, at the age of 15 that, you know, was healthy. So I took out all the sugar, and our applesauce currently only has 6 grams of sugar and 40 calories, making one of the healthiest applesauces on the market. We currently sell our product in about over 60 different markets. Some of those are the largest Ohio grocery chains, Heinen, Mark's, Giant Eagle. And we just picked up Whole Foods as well. We've been on the market for about a year, actually, and so we've had a lot of success with growing into different chains. We're currently looking to give away 10% for $100,000 to actually assist with exploring new markets, school districts, restaurants, daycares, and et cetera. We've had a lot of success in the last year with just giving away money through donations to childhood obesity, as well as we actually recently got an endorsement by Cleveland Cavalier Matthew Dellavedova for the product. So we're really proud of what we've done, and I hope to, you know, find someone, an investor or a partner, to help us grow even more.
Awesome. We'll do that. We'll come back. I want to talk to you. I like what you've done so far, and I love the fact that you have a charitable aspect to what you're doing. I think that that's huge. It shows a side of character that we like when we talk to people and help people. So really excited about that, and to talk more about your applesauce and your pursuits and find out, you know, what you're doing currently to continue to grow your sales and find out more about your business when we come back. So when we come back, we'll spend some more time with Ethan Holmes. He's with HolmesApplesauce.com. Go to H-O-L-M-E-S, applesauce.com. Check that out. Also, you want to check us out, go to BigPitchRadio.com. You can listen to a lot of our past shows. I think we're at like show 223 or 224, guys. You're talking about 700-plus guests we've had on the show since we launched in January. So that's pretty good accomplishment. We got a lot more people to speak to. And so every single day we're here at Big Pitch Radio. I'm with Marla Tabaka and Kevin Harrington, my two wonderful co-hosts. So we'll be right back here. Listen to Big Pitch Radio, bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm telling you, we've got a lot of great show left in us. We'll be right back.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream, perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1-9-16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We are here with Ethan Holmes. He's of Holmes Applesauce, and he just pitched us. He's looking for $100,000 for 10% equity position in his company. You're at 50 locations, Ethan, and you know you picked up Whole Foods, and you've picked up a celebrity endorsement, Cleveland Cavalier, and we're excited about that as well. What is your growth trajectory? I mean, what are your sales right now?
Our sales right now are about 80,000 just for this month. However, yesterday we had a meeting with a store called Mark's. They have 60 locations, which really skyrocketed us from that 50 to, you know, even more. So that should be really big for us, bringing in upwards of maybe 100 to 150,000 within the first quarter of next year. And then Whole Foods, I mean, we expect to also grow even more with that. So that's where we're at right now. And this is all based on us being on the market since December of 2014.
Ethan, I just want to understand those numbers. Did you say you're at 80,000 in sales a month and then growing from that? Or walk me through that again.
We're at 80,000 annually for 2015.
80,000 annual. And so what do you project for 2016 with all the things that you're up to?
I would give a projection of at least, upwards to about 300,000 just to be conservative. And that includes retail, reaching out to new markets, diversifying ourselves through restaurants, wholesale, as well as obtaining government contracts. I haven't added that number in there, but if we could pull up, you know, government contracts, which we just recently became certified to do through the Minority Business Program of Ohio, we could actually bring in a lot more than that, upwards of 500,000 or up.
So you're obviously in a very competitive area, you know, when you talk about the Mott's of the world, et cetera. Your unique positioning is less sugar, is it chunkier? Does it taste like real apples? I'd love to try some of this sometime. It sounds pretty good. So tell me some more about the actual product and why people are going to buy this over others. Cause sometimes sugar to some people tastes better actually.
Yeah. And I understand that. And I'll make sure to get you guys some samples, but our value proposition for our product and customers really love that our product's all natural. You can basically only have three ingredients, and you can pretty much pick them up at a local farm. And that's apples, pears, and apple cider. Other companies, they use apples, water. They use artificial ingredients, ascorbic acid, loads of sugar. People can actually, when they taste our product, they can taste the freshness. It's great for diabetics, great for children. It's also, like I said, 6 grams, 40 calories, and then pectin, which is a huge part of our product, and it's found in apples, especially apples we use, actually suppresses your diet when you're on, suppresses your appetite when you're on a diet. So it's really great for, you know, different things like that.
Very interesting. And, you know, so you're asked for $100,000 for 10% equity position in your company. You're at $80,000 in sales for the year, gross revenue. What are your margins right now? What percentage?
So our margins right now are just a little bit over 50%, and that's what we make per jar. And just to give you a perspective, it costs us about $2.15 to produce a 16-ounce jar, and then we're actually retailing it for about $3.60 to $3.85, depending on the market. And then from there, they're wholesaling it for $3.60 to $3.85, and they're retailing it for $5.
So, okay.
So we're making about, yeah.
Kevin, this might be a play too, you know, with that new venture we're working on with the government contracting thing, in that you almost the reverse side of it, right, where we may be able to come in and work with him and give him entree into our relationships into the government stuff.
How does the government, does the government buy applesauce?
Yes. There's a bidding process. And by coming MB certified, it actually allows us to, you know, obtain these contracts and bid for them.
Is this for the commissaries, or are you talking about for the troops when they're on bases and things like that, or is it for the commissary itself and the stores?
All of that, actually. You can. There's contracts you can obtain privately with school districts, also with the state, as well as, you know, Army bases. Prison.
Okay, well, so when you say government, I was thinking military, but you're talking about government as everything that falls underneath that category in a sense. So you're thinking about schools and things like that. So yeah, but Kevin, I was thinking about just straight military. If you go a straight military basis, you know, with our new relationship, straight military basis, you got commissaries, but then you also have the mess halls where people are eating anyway. I mean, you're talking, it's huge.
And we've had these conversations. You know, I've talked to the VA, you know, national organization, and they've showed a lot of interest in giving us steps towards moving forward, as well as Columbus City Schools.
Sorry to cut you off. We're going to run here in just a second. I apologize. Yeah. Somebody kind of take the lead here. But the other thing is the play there, Kevin, in the military, is they're all about healthy, right? They want their troops to be healthy, everything to be healthy. I mean, the way they make you eat, you drink two glasses of water before you take any bite of food. I mean, it's they're very, very stringent on that. So this could play very, very well. Kevin, we got to run here in a minute. Kevin, give me, you know, I know we didn't get, this is not, one of these things, I was going to say this, Ethan, is, we're a little short on time, so I don't think I got enough information to really give you a true assessment myself, except that I'm interested in talking further about it. But, Kevin, what are your thoughts?
So I think the number one, I've been to the website. I had some questions about your packaging, Ethan, but I don't want to get too far into that. But just it's interesting because you've got an applesauce, and I don't know where the parrot – you got a parrot there on your packaging, so I'm not sure exactly what the tie-in is there. But maybe love to take a look at that, at your packaging and how you might be able to punch that up a little bit. But on the number side, as an investment, you're valuing the business at about $1 million, and it's not grossing enough really for that valuation. But I think where you're projecting, you're looking to get there. So I think you have some good opportunities here. I would say that you probably need to show some of those numbers before you're going to be able to pull that kind of valuation. But I will say this, as just a dead startup, a young guy, you've done an amazing job getting this product launched into 50 plus stores, new chains coming on board. So congratulations on that. Your entrepreneurship is great. Sounds like you could use a little help from you know, for some seasoned people in the business. Maybe we could help you with some retail connections, et cetera, et cetera. So keep up the hard work. And Jason, rounding the bases, I think he's sitting at second base on this one. I give him a double today as an entrepreneur and going head to head with the Mott's of the world. Unbelievable. Nice job, Ethan.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I greatly appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Yeah, you are doing great, and you know, we will follow up with you, and if you know, at least at bare minimum, provide some guidance for you if you're open to that.
Okay, I would love that. Actually, you know, I would love that first out of everything, just to work and talk with you guys in any capacity that you guys have. So that'd be perfect.
Awesome, man. Well, it's been a pleasure having you. So tell people where they can find out more about your wonderful, healthy applesauce, Ethan.
If you're out of state, you can actually purchase Holmes Applesauce directly on our website, holmesapplesauce.com, H-O-L-M-E-S, applesauce. You can actually purchase both flavors, only $5. So.
Awesome, man. Well, tell people you're going to actually be airing today at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BigPitchRadio.com. So make sure you tell all your social media channels about it. And you did a great job pitching, and we're really excited about talking to you and seeing how we can help you carry your product forward. Sound good?
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Kevin. And thank you, Marla, for the opportunity.
You bet, brother. Be good, man.
Bye, Ethan.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was great, guys. I love helping entrepreneurs. And, Kevin, that was great advice, man. And, you know, Kevin, it's great to have Kevin on because he obviously understands marketing and packaging and things like that with the 500-plus products he's launched. So, it's interesting. I'm on the show, and I'm playing with, you know, Kevin and Marla, and it's like I'm learning every single second of the day myself. So I'm a sponge, you guys. Look, Kevin, I'm coming. I'm going to start my own infomercial business, man. We'll be right back. You listen to Big Pitch Radio, so BigPitchRadio.com.
In today's business world, a helping hand or idea.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. And just can I say three words? Power is good. A little secret behind the scenes there. Hey, so we're very blessed. You're at BigPitchRadio.com. Go to BigPitchRadio.com. A lot of cool stuff that we've had. A lot of great, great interviews. Guests, just like the one we just had on. And today's no exception. Right now is no exception. We have Mike Spell on with us. And he's the founder of NFI Hunters, Inc. He's been a financial educator and advocate of proven financial strategies and programs for over 25 years. And his programs are designed exclusively to benefit individuals and business owners with the emphasis in the medical professional arena. By employing his system, Financial Foundations 1, 2, 3, 4, each client is able to create and enjoy a lifetime of financial empowerment. Mike helps his clients throughout the country, co-authored the book You Will Overcome, has published articles in financial trade publications, and has been a speaker, educator for clients, financial professionals throughout the United States and Canada. He holds a master's degree in education from Michigan State University and is one of the only 200 authorized Bank on Yourself advisors in the nation. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show, man.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate being here. Marla, Kevin, Jason, appreciate it greatly.
Hey, great Mike, we're so glad to have you here, and congratulations on the book. That's quite an achievement. Yeah.
So it was kind of fun doing that.
I'll bet it was. So you've got me very curious on the system, Financial Foundations 1, 2, 3, 4. Walk us through a little bit of that.
Well, I will do that, Marla. It's, being in the financial world for as long as I was and have been, most financial professionals focus on how much money do you make, how much money do you spend, how much is left over, and whatever's left over, let's see how much we can grow that leftover money. Well, Marla, Kevin, Jason, you know that right now in the United States, what the saving rate is, what, 3%, maybe 5%?
Yeah.
And we look at and take a very different approach to it. Rather than trying to grow the leftover money, we look and say, okay, how can we help people to plug the holes that they are losing unnecessarily and unknowingly, losing their wealth that comes into their life? So I created this program called Financial Foundations 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody needs to create a financial foundation. When you're building a business, you have to build a business on a foundation. When you're building a house, you build it on a foundation. And if that foundation is rock solid, it's going to last through any kind of economy, any kind of weather. Well, when they looked at people's finances and even business owners' finances, we looked and we saw that the majority of the foundations are built around people and banks, lenders, investment firms really taking our money, and then we as individuals end up at complete risk, so that the chances of us creating lifetime empowerment is really kind of geared against us. So as I went through this in my own personal life, I sat there and I went, wait a minute. if back in 2008 when we got killed just like everybody else, whether you were in stocks, real estate, businesses, whatever, it's like everybody got killed. And I looked at it and said, hey, either one of two things is going to happen. Either that means that there is no other way and that we are all in trouble, or there's information out there that we just haven't learned, and that if we learn this different information, we can create different results. So,
and I don't want you to give away any trade secrets or anything like that, Mike, but can you give us a bit of an example, something that people might be able to walk away with today and look into, take action on?
Well, the four steps, Marla, are this. The biggest thing is step number one is we want to help people to change their thinking and feelings about money. Most people really have a feeling that they are not empowered over their money. And that, I've had clients that came to me and said, hey, Mike, I'm a transplant surgeon and I can transplant with 99% surety, taking a liver or kidney and put it into someone. Yet my financial advisors tell me that.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry to cut in. I got to make sure I cut in here. We only have about 3 minutes, but what I want to try to do really quickly, kind of give you a preempt here, is walk me through the steps really fast. Like, this is what I'm going to do. Instead of not so much the examples of the stories out there, but give me like the hard facts on this thing. If I need help, what can you do for me?
All right. Number one is we're going to change your thinking.
Yep.
Okay. You got to change your thinking. Number two, we're going to provide different information. You've got to be able to have that feeling. You've got to be able to learn different information if you want to be able to provide different results. The third part, which is real key, is you need to learn and implement different vehicles. You can be as motivated as you want. You can be as educated as you want. But if you then use a vehicle that does not guarantee and lead to your success, it doesn't matter how motivated or how educated you are. So you need that vehicle. That's a big part of where we've changed is utilizing different financial vehicles. And then fortunately, when you do have those three, ultimately the fourth part is the results, and the results actually do happen and have happened over time. So those are really the four steps in the financial foundations.
Yeah, and it's really good. I talked to Mike yesterday, and we didn't have time to cover today. I want to bring you back on, Mike, but that's a little teaser. Let's call that the teaser, because Mike talked to me yesterday, and I said, hey, Mike, we got this thing that we got going on. Maybe we can talk about it. And, I asked him, I said, how much money would you like in the bank? And he says, well, I kind of own my own bank. And I'm like, well, let's talk about that, right? I love talking to people when they own their own bank, right? And it caught my attention, and he's got this really, really cool strategy. We didn't get a chance to dive into too much today. But, Mike, I want you to come back, and let's talk about that, because I think it really can empower people and help people. And I want to make sure we cover that. So I think it's going to take more than one or two segments. But let's plan on doing that. But that was your little teaser, those four steps. But I want to talk to people how they can own their bank. In the meantime, Mike, tell people they can find out more about NFI.
Well, we're actually in the process of redoing our website, so in a couple weeks it'll be up at nfihunters.com. Currently, give me a call direct. My direct line is area code 248-705-4456. Again, 248-705-4456.
Awesome, man. It's been a pleasure having you. So stick on the line when we get off here. I'll be right back with you. But listen to Big Pits Radio, so bigpitsradio.com. Had a great show, you guys, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun. We had awesome people. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, you've been listening to Big Pits Radio Show, bigpitsradio.com. For Kevin Harrington, Marla Tsubaka, I'm Jason Gary. We thank you so much for joining us today. We could be more pleased that you're spending your time with us. We'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.